afternoon, and welcome to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. I'm John Coffin, alongside with Matt Trenton, and we've got the next hour planned with a discussion about Northwest Missouri State fall sports. As again, a busy weekend this past weekend, a Labor Day weekend, a holiday for a lot, but a lot of the fall sporting teams on the Northwest campus were busy competing, and really, for the most part, had a very successful weekend.
Yeah, it was really good top to bottom there, John. You think about it, started back on Thursday just with soccer and Northwest Missouri State football both on campus, a 3 o'clock soccer match, a 7 o'clock kickoff for football, both coming away with wins there and kind of got things rolling in the right direction. And it just continued on with cross-country picking up victories in the Bearcat Open on both the women's and the men's side. Volleyball went through and played a very competitive premier challenge in Denver, Colorado, one that Coach Worth said last week she'd been trying to get into this tournament for quite some time. They got in there. They go 2-2 overall. They knocked out the 16th team in the country and the third-best team in the country. They fell to number 4 Metro State and also Regis. So plenty of good things to take away from that for volleyball. Soccer came back around with another win on Sunday as well. And we've got golf starting things up today for that season, too. So there's just so much going on top to bottom, and we talked a lot last year about how good that fall season was. And right now you kind of look at it, and it's been a fun early portion of the fall season. I feel like it's just going to keep going as we get deeper and deeper into these schedules.
Oh, no doubt about it. And with the school just starting, the athletic department really goes in just head first in this whole thing, with everyone getting involved with a lot of big matchups. They're not easing into the schedule, as it seems like all the programs are facing some tough competition early.
You know, they really are. And, of course, football's has it to where it's the all-MIAA schedule anyway. And to not to name any specific teams, but they're not exactly starting week one with a cellar dweller. And they've taken on a Fort Hays State team that's been competitive year in and year out and was really coming in gunning for Northwest, who was preseason number 2 in the AFCA polls. So that was a tough one early on. And, you know, it was 12-7 Fort Hays. The Bearcats rip off 26 straight points and kind of blow that game up. So you really saw the football team catch on their stride there. Of course, we mentioned for volleyball, the premier challenge. They're playing a ton of top-ranked talent early on. You know, soccer's going through a tough non-con, and their non-con will actually include some MIAA teams coming up this week, including a trip to see number 18 Central Missouri, which will actually be tomorrow. So, yeah, there's just a lot kind of going in right now of these coaches saying, you know what, we want to make sure that we're sharp later down the road, so we're going to learn some tough lessons now. And honestly, as they go through and play some tough teams and potentially learn some tough lessons, they're winning at the same time. So that just kind of the icing on the cake to everything we're seeing right now for these Bearcat sports.
You know, go back to Thursday night with the win over Fort Hays State for the Bearcat football team. I thought one of the impressive things out of that, there were some question marks going in with some younger guys or guys that have just come into the program. You didn't know exactly how they would perform. But I think all those young guys really stepped up and showed that they've got what it takes to put together a successful season.
Yeah, they do. That was an impressive showing. It was really fun to see that team just kind of take some time in the first quarter to kind of gel. And it did feel like as the game went on, they kind of became more and more of a cohesive unit. You know, you can practice and do all those off-season workouts for months and months, but until you're actually in that live game action, I think it's probably tough to simulate what that actually feels like. And it just seemed like that team really came together in a nice way. You know, we talk about some of these young guys. You know, one of those out there is Isaac Volstead. And we look at him as a young guy. He's a junior. He's been on this campus for quite a while, from redshirting to the COVID year, to where he's kind of an older guy. That's a young guy on this team, and he's played really well. We look at the offensive line, and they had a lot of turnover there. The only returning starter is Mitch Goff at center, an all-MIAA player, and kind of spearheaded that charge. But also the guys around him kind of figured it out as they went. They didn't throw for a ton of yards, but they rushed for 249 in the opener against Fort Hays with 4 out of 5 new starters on the line, a couple new backs in the backfield, and really just kind of took off. So that was encouraging to see the way that all came together.
Yeah, and I think the secondary on the defensive side really performed well. And, again, with an injury late in the first half, too, to a guy that Gaddy was expected to be playing a lot of minutes. You had another guy, Fredrickson, stepped in and played well there, too. So you had, I think, some questions answered on the defensive side as well.
Yeah, and I think that was a little bit similar to that secondary, I think, to the offensive line, to where, like, all right, we got one guy back, and we know he's really good. In this case, it was Khalil Smith, a first-team All-MIAA guy, and an All-American from a season ago. Like, how are we going to piece things around him? And they really did a nice job of kind of stepping in. Trevon Peak, you know, the coaching staff's been high on him. Gaddy stepped in and played well early until he got hurt. Shane Fredrickson, Rhett Jordan, a couple guys on the back end as well that really stepped up and put some big hits on, but also did a nice job in coverage, it seemed like, too, especially against a quarterback that's, man, Chance Fuller's been around the block for, you know, how many times in the MIAA. If there's anybody that can probably pick apart an MIAA secondary, you'd think him, but he was neutralized not only from that secondary, but also the pass rush, too. So, yeah, defensively, we're spoiled. That's kind of what you're grown to, used to seeing Northwest play that good defensively.
Again, a 33-19 win over Fort Hays State on Thursday. And you mentioned Mitch Goff. He's up next. We'll talk to Mitch about not only the matchup with Fort Hays State, what he's looking at for the upcoming year as well, but his career at Northwest. So we'll be talking to Mitch coming up right after this.
Yeah, he's been a great asset for Northwest Missouri State on that line, a good leader for this team, a guy that's not afraid to get in there and get nasty in the trenches there, but also a guy that, you know, prodded him a little bit at MIAA Media Day. Maybe you can kind of carry the torch for me here, but really feel like he should probably grow out a mullet this year and kind of just own that look right now. So
he just gave you a look over there.
He's in.
I'm not
sure.
He
is all in.
I'm not sure he is.
We'll talk him into it. We've got some time.
All right. Again, we're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back to talk with the center of the Bearcats, Mitch Goff. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Bearcat Coaches Show, again, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. And as we mentioned before the break, Mitch Goff is with us, the center for the Bearcat offense. And first of all, Mitch, before we get into the nuts and bolts of this season, I guess we got to pick up some leftover business from Matt here on this whole mullet deal. How did this get started, and is there any chance that's the way you're going to go with this?
He just mentioned in the media day about Tanner having the mullet, and he was wondering if I was going to bring it back for the O-line, and, you know, he keeps trying. I don't think I'm ever going to give in, but I used to actually have long hair in high school, and it wasn't a good look for me, so I don't think I'll be bringing it back.
I'm not real sure it's a good look for anybody. But at any rate, you talked about high school coming in from Dowling Catholic in Des Moines and Dowling Maroon. Just talk a little bit about your high school days.
Yeah, you know, I really didn't get the chance to play on varsity until my junior year. A lot of tough competition, you know, one state every year I was there. Even eighth grade, when I was in eighth grade, they won it. Coach Wilson was, you know, one of the greatest coaches I've ever had. Had a lot of great teammates, a lot of guys still playing at Iowa, Iowa State, you and I, places like that. We actually have one of my teammates is actually plays for Lincoln, Sam Ngoli, so look forward to seeing him this weekend. And, yeah, it was a great experience. I'm very blessed to have gone there.
You know, when I think of Dowling, I go back to my old college roommate was from Dowling and played on the, started on the basketball team until he graduated, and he went out with a bang. They playing, I think, in a state championship game. Dowling was getting beat pretty bad, so the last shot he took was at the wrong basket, just to be known. So I don't know if that's still going around the schools there on what he did back that long ago or not, but anyway, I've been familiar with Dowling for a long, long time. And
yeah.
It's got a great, rich tradition of sports there.
Incredible, yeah. I'm very blessed to have been able to be a part of that program and the school. So,
and just talk a little bit about at what point going through Dowling did you think that maybe a college career playing football was something that was in the cards for you?
I would say my junior year, I started getting a little bit of lower level NAIA Division III looks. Coach Cunningham came and visited me at school. I can't remember I think it was my senior year. But that was always something I wanted to do, was go to play sports in college, whether it be baseball or football. Believe it or not, I always thought it would be baseball. So I know I told that to someone else not too long ago, but it was my junior year. I started getting some looks, went to a lot of camps, came to this camp, got some interest, and here I am.
Yeah, I did notice in your bio that you were a baseball player at Dowling and academic honors on both football and baseball there. What position did you play in baseball, and what were some things that attracted you to that sport?
Oh, I grew up loving baseball. That was always my favorite. I don't know what it was about it, but, my mom always, took me to all these travel games and tournaments. It was always my first love for sports was baseball. In high school, I was a pitcher only my junior year and sophomore year. I decided not to play my senior year to focus on football. So my size kind of caught up with me, like one of my pitching coaches always told me it would. So I decided not to play my senior year and got more focused on football.
Now, growing up in mid-Iowa, you've got your choice of a lot of different major league teams to perhaps follow there. Who is your favorite major league baseball team?
It's funny. Actually, I wasn't a huge, major league baseball fan, but I was a Cardinals fan.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah. So took a trip down to St. Louis one time with my family. Fun experience going down there, and their stadium's really awesome. Also been to Wrigley a few times. Just, that's an experience.
Oh, no doubt.
But, yeah, no, Cardinals for sure.
Yeah, Matt and I are both Cardinal fans, despite the fact that Matt likes mullets. He has seen the light with who he follows for Major League Baseball.
That's funny.
Let's kind of talk about coming into Northwest then after being recruited. What really stood out to you as far as wanting to come to Northwest Missouri State?
I know everybody talks about it, but it really is, a family atmosphere, and just the culture of, the winning tradition, they show you all these statistics and, the numbers don't lie, so to speak, with the records and, just the winning tradition, all the national championships. I really like Coach Cunningham, and, the coaching staff was also a big part in that, and just, the campus life, and, I met, lifetime best friends here. I made the greatest decision of my life coming here, and I'm really blessed.
Well, and coming through in your younger years at Northwest, you're playing next to a guy that's now in the NFL in Tanner Owen with New Orleans. Just talk about what he and some of the other veterans were able to do to help bring you into the program and to bring you to where you're now one of the leaders of that offensive line.
Yeah, it was really I had really transitioned to center going into fall of 19, getting the opportunity to compete to get the starting spot. And, Tanner and Gabe and Ryan Spellhog, I'm sure you remember him. Those guys were kind of, turned into, brought me under their wing and kind of showed me the ropes, how to break down film, how to analyze it, pick up on all sorts of tendencies. And, I had to be the guy in the middle, making the calls and identifying fronts and all that good stuff. And I wasn't really familiar with it. Hadn't played center since I was in eighth grade. So it was definitely a big transition for me, but I was very blessed for those guys. You know, they really helped me out a lot, especially Tanner. Tanner was like more of a vocal guy who was a vocal leader. Obviously, Ryan was a captain too. But yeah, they brought me under their wing and really helped me out.
Now, have you been able to keep in touch with Tanner while he's gone through the fall camps, first of all with Buffalo and now with New Orleans?
Yeah, I've talked to him a few times. Said I need to make it down for Mardi Gras, maybe down in New Orleans. But no, yeah, he's. I'm very happy for him. You know, I sent him a text right when I saw that he made it to New Orleans, and you know, I was pretty heartbroken when he got cut from the Bills. But you know, stuff happens. You know, it's a business and all that. He knows that. So yeah.
Now, as you look at the way things have transitioned, you're coming in as a junior this year, and you look to both sides of you on the offensive line, and you've got a lot of young guys there, so it's your turn to kind of become the mentor here.
Right. Yeah, we got, you know, Andrew on the left tackle. He's a big man. He's, you know, he's got some college experience coming from a junior college. Obviously not the same level, but, you know. And then obviously Seth Zagunas, he's actually my roommate, my best friend. He had some experience from last year. He got to play in some games. And then Ewan Mills is a redshirt freshman. You know, he's come a long way this fall and you know, last spring. He's really settled in, and I think, you know, after the first couple drives in the game, he really settled in and was playing well for us. And Derek Wire, obviously. Derek's a good guy. He's a big man as well out there at tackle. Just, you know, I love those guys. You know, I tried to, you know, put the onus on myself this year to really bring us together as a group and you know, get us ready for the season. Obviously, it's not easy, you know, being the only returner coming back. But I think, you know, after a few games here, I think we'll be a very solid group and even possibly better in some positions, some aspects. So I'm really excited for what the future holds for us.
It really seemed to Thursday in the open with Fort Hays State that after their first couple of possessions, the entire line really kind of came together. We talked a little bit earlier about, I think, about 252 rushing yards in the game, 147 passing. So it looks like you guys really came together, did a lot of good things out there. Didn't see any you know, major penalties or anything to where it seemed like for a first game with this group, you couldn't ask for any more.
Yeah, no, I agree. We had a couple false starts early on, but, you know, those things happen. I just, you know, I try to tell them, you know, wash it, don't worry about it. But, no, I agree. I was very pleased with how we ran the ball. It was mostly just, you know, some inside zone type schemes. You know, there's different variations and whatnot, but I think I was very proud of how everyone fought and battled. You know, nobody was standing around watching the play happen. It was, you know, five guys finishing through the whistle, playing nasty and playing hard, and that ultimately, you know, won us the battle up front.
Now you have game one out of the way with the win over Fort Hays State. This week, your first road trip of the season to Jeff City to face a Lincoln team that record-wise last few years has struggled. The new head coach this year has brought in a ton of new players into the program and a very young team. But and just watching some of the comments that they made down there, it's they're trying to bring in a lot more speed, and maybe on the defensive line, maybe a little bit more size than what they've had in the past. What are some of the things you've seen early this week as you prepare for this Lincoln team that you guys are preparing for?
Yeah, you know, they have a similar defensive structure as Fort Hays did. You know, a 4-2 box with a nickel player playing on the edge. They're definitely better than they have been in the years past. You know, they play a lot harder. They are bigger up front. They have a kid at D end who made a lot of plays in that Washburn game. You know, yeah. But like you said, with a new staff and everything, there's not, you know, we're really going off of just this one game that they played, because, you know, all the film from last year is kind of irrelevant with a new staff. So no, they definitely look a lot better. But, you know, like Coach Wright talks about, we're just going to focus on ourselves, doing the things we can control, you know, getting better each week. You know, our goal is just 1-0 every week, and that's what it'll be throughout the year. So
All right. Well, Mitch, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show, and we'll look forward to watching the rest of this season.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. That's Mitch Goff, the center for the Bearcat offensive line here on the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. The Bearcats face Lincoln University this Saturday afternoon. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll have the broadcast on KXCV KR&W beginning at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. We've got more coming up on the Coaches Show right after this timeout from Pizza Ranch.
Support for KXCV KR&W comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KR&W comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KR&W comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KR&W comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
We're back at Pizza Ranch in Maryville talking Northwest Missouri State Soccer as we are joined by a couple of players, as well as head coach Mark Gordon, Letty Bonifacio, a senior on the team, as well as Sydney Mueller. She's a sophomore, both defenders joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Coach Gordon, we'll start with you. Last week we talked about the need to find a little more offense here and there and get some of that goal scoring going. Of course, we're just two matches in at that point.
Sure.
Since then, I guess last week, outscoring opponents 7-1. That's pretty good, right? That's kind of what you want to see, right?
Absolutely. Goal production was up. Really good ball movement, finishing our chances. And it was just good to see them find some success and rhythm in the final third of the field over the last week.
Was that a matter of just like we know the opportunities are going to be there? It's just capitalizing when they do come about.
Yes, it's just putting away the opportunities. Again, we still walked away with some additional ones that, you know, we wish we could have had back. But, you have those moments, and you got to make the most of them at that time.
Kaylee Rock with a couple of assists on Thursday, a couple of goals on Sunday. Basically, whatever meal she's having, just kind of stick to it, or whatever pregame ritual.
Right.
I mean, things seem to be going well for Kaylee here early on in the season.
Yeah, we didn't have her for the first couple games, she's back to form, and she definitely changes the dynamics of our attack when she's available, and so she clearly made a huge impact in the final third for us, and in both senses of assisting and goal scoring.
Northwest Missouri State Soccer here early on in the year, 3-0-1 to start. Over the last week on Thursday, it was a 3-1 win over UMSL. Then on Sunday, a road win, 4-0 over Sioux Falls. Sydney, you had that first goal that kind of felt like it probably put it on ice against Sioux Falls in the start of the second half. What take me through that. What were you seeing, and what led to that opportunity to get that goal?
The goalie was a little bit off her line, and she was kind of far to the far post, so I saw some space at the near post and just tried to put it on frame, and luckily I was able to.
As we're so early in the season and you're getting these chances, is there a different feeling right now for this team of we're going to capitalize when they do come about? You know, a little bit of struggle scoring some goals in that first weekend, but it feels like things kind of coming together, and of course we saw what happened last year. Is that just a different confidence right now at this team?
Yeah, definitely. I think some new players too just needed to get comfortable, get a good flow together, and just finish our opportunities. We worked a lot on that in the summer too, just capitalizing on what we have and taking the most of those opportunities in front of goal.
Letty, right now sitting at 4-0 and playing good soccer, and of course we're about to get into MIAA play, a couple more non-conference before we get there, but senior season, it's your last go. Obviously every chance to take the field is big right now for you, but is this kind of what you imagine Northwest Missouri State Soccer, that every time we take the field, every time we're on the pitch, we're going to have opportunity to do something pretty special?
Oh, yeah. I feel like lately we've been really connecting and, like,
expecting to like to have a game and everything. So when it comes to the game, we're just excited to play, and we all put like all effort out there. So it's exciting. Being a senior is just grateful for the hard work from everybody.
The leadership aspect of it too. I mean, there's a lot of young players that get the chance to come in and take the pitch and are earning more and more minutes. Of course, you're out there too, still playing in a big role, in a first-team All-MIAA player last year. Do you look around and say, man, there's a lot of young players out here, or is it, we're pretty competitive? Like, I don't care how old they are, we're out here to win.
It's pretty competitive. I don't see them as a freshman or as a sophomore. It's just one team and one family, and we just play for each other.
We talked about the offense. To this point, Northwest has allowed one goal through four matches. Pretty stellar. Obviously, are there still things you kind of look at and say, we need to tweak this and this and give up the fewer opportunities for shots, but at the same time, does it feel like things are kind of going the trend you want to see right now?
Yeah, I feel like we are connecting really good in the back, and we're talking a lot, so that's why we're having success. And if we continue to do that, we're going to have a great season.
Coach, as we kind of go through, and it feels like all these different programs, especially as they grow and continue to get better and better and better, those road trips are something that are really relished. It's nice to go on the road with your team, build that camaraderie up away from Northwest. You've already got a couple road matches. You're 2-0 in those. You get a chance to go to Central Missouri coming up this week. Do you enjoy that time, just a chance to get on the bus, spend some time with your team, and have some fun?
Oh, yeah. I think we travel really well. I think that's part of the process. You know, we did a lot of road work in our exhibition games. Didn't have a single one at home. So just learning the processes of what that, you know, day of, day before, the things that we need to do. I mean, that's all part of the growth process. When we stay overnight, you know, kind of our tendencies for a meal, you know, trying to cut out, if needed, and depending on how long we're gone, time for study hall, thing, all those kind of things. So getting them comfortable is probably the most important thing, so everybody can be ready to go. The team bonding piece, you know, that I think that comes through the time that they spend in the hotel rooms and in the back of the bus. I sit in the front, and I hear them chuckling and having a good time in the back, and then it gets quiet, and tend to be a lot of sleepers as well. So, yeah, it's good to have that time away from campus so they can connect with each other.
We talk about the players and how important that is to kind of make those adjustments on the road and what works best. And you're kind of trying to feel them out of when to eat and doing certain things like that. How much of it is just a learning process as a coach, too, of finding out exactly what your team needs and pressing those right buttons? And, of course, the longer you're at Northwest, it feels like the right buttons are definitely being pushed.
You know, it's just it changes. You know, every year the team's a little bit different. You know, there were some tweaks in last year. We have some food allergies and things, and trying to figure that out. That seems to be culturally growing, and so trying to manage those things to put forth the best food for our players so they can perform and feel like they're being taken care of. And so, you know, it continues to change, but this year's group, they just seem to go with the flow, and if there's something specific, you know, they'll let me know, or Coach Quade, they'll let him know, and we'll try and accommodate best we can.
We're talking Bearcats soccer with head coach Mark Gordon, as well as sophomore Sydney Mueller and senior Letty Bonifacio. Sydney, for this team, about four matches in, almost a quarter of the way through the season, not quite. Is this kind of what you expected to see? Are we seeing the results that you kind of anticipated coming into this season?
Yeah, I think we're kind of picking up where we left off last year. We're playing at a high intensity right away, which is something that I think took us a little longer last year to get into. So I think we're moving the ball well. We're at a good place, ready to continue through the season.
Coming up tomorrow, check that. I guess it'll be Sunday. I'm getting my days mixed up with the Labor Day weekend. Coming up actually on Sunday, of course, we have at Missouri Western and home against Central Missouri coming up. Letty, to see Central Missouri on the schedule so early, a top 10 team in the country, and this one's a non-conference game but still a region game. Is this a measuring stick? Is this kind of the chance to kind of, all right, we're going to see where Northwest Missouri State's at this early in the season?
Absolutely. It's good for us to see where they are, where we are, and just take like lessons and see what we can do for the season.
So you'll see them on Sunday. Then a week from Sunday, you're going to turn around and see Central Missouri again. Is that something as a player you relish? You like the chance to kind of get them that quick, that turnaround, or is that I'd rather not?
It depends on the game. It depends on the team. But sometimes it's good to know what they do and then just be ready for what's coming. And if it's soon-ish, you know what you're going to expect from them. So, I don't know. Kind of like it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a chance to come out and, you know what, we're going to come out here and figuratively punch them in the mouth right away, and they're going to come back around a week from now and be like, man, we got to play these guys again. Like, we don't want to see Northwest. I feel like there's that chance to let's just set the tone for the year. Obviously, sitting at 4-0, but a chance with Western and Central Missouri, you can really put the MIAA in high alert right now.
Right.
Coach, with Missouri Western on Friday, that's on the road. This is a team that's had a few struggles so far this season, I think 3-5 to start. But overall, you look at the Griffins, how big of a chance is this an opportunity to go in and get a win and pick up a big region win before heading into home for Central Missouri?
You know, it's always a big game for the players of both schools. I try to take the rivalry piece out of it for us. I just want us to perform at the best level we can and really implement the things that we've been doing in the game. And if we're able to do that, you know, find ways to get to get the result. There's always the extra intensity that the players will bring. I think through those kind of moments, it just shows a respect, I think, from both sides about the level and the competitiveness of the MIAA and in these pod games that we play. They have some talented girls, you know, and dangerous. It's just been a short transition with the new coach coming in just prior to the season starting. So they're finding their way, and they're going to be dangerous. So we definitely cannot take them for granted.
Do you look at these region games like this a little bit differently, knowing, hey, if we win the MIAA, it doesn't necessarily matter what we're going to do this upcoming weekend, but these still are conference opponents in non-conference games that are region games that still matter? I mean, it's, you know, how do you view them as a head coach heading in?
You know, for me, I think every game matters just from the standpoint of what it means for our regional rankings, and you increase your chances by every match that you win to maintain a regional ranking that will allow you to get a bid to the national tournament. So, you know, for me, it's every game matters, whether it's a conference game or a non-conference. The conference game just gives you another opportunity to find another way in to the national tournament or the regional tournament. So, we want to take advantage of every opportunity to play and perform to our best ability.
The Bearcats taking on the Griffins and the Jennies this coming week. We're at Northwest Missouri State Soccer 3-0-1 thus far on the season. Appreciate guys coming on the show, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
That is Sydney Mueller, Letty Bonifacio, and Mark Gordon, all from Northwest Missouri State Soccer, joining us on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a break. Back with more from Pizza Ranch.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, we're talking at Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. We are joined by head coach Amy Worth, as well as sophomore Olivia Durr. appreciate you coming in. You guys kind of like got rid of the lag of having to be gone for so long. You've been on the bus a lot. Canyon, Texas, Denver, Colorado. Now a chance for a couple days at home. Are things good?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what day it is, but we're all right. It's been some long bus rides, but luckily our bus drivers have done a great job getting us to where we need to go. Pretty uneventful the whole trip, so those are positive from the standpoint of the travel.
That's exactly what uneventful for the bus drive. Now, as we look at it, though, you're going to turn around and go to Central Missouri tomorrow, so you're going to get right back on the bus and go again. Is that hard? Are you going to get off the bus, and does that shake off pretty well, just going to Warrensburg 3 hours down the road since you spent so much time traveling already the first couple weekends?
Yeah, I think they're going to think it's a breeze compared to the 9 and 10 hours that we've been on. So I think they'll be excited to get off the bus and get going.
Olivia, is it going to be a breeze?
I think my legs are definitely going to be happy to not have the 10-hour bus ride. That's
get
for
as
sure.
much sleep before tomorrow as possible so you can be all ready to go. But, hey, Premier Challenge over the weekend, some big-time competition. Coach, you talked about wanting to get in that for quite a while. Did it live up to the expectations of kind of what you're expecting? Obviously, competition-wise, but everything top to bottom in Denver?
Yeah, I mean, it's a heavy-hitter tournament, and it takes a lot to get into it, but it takes a lot to want to do something like that because there's a lot of coaches out there that want to take on something that's that hard with that many talented teams there and that many ranked teams there. So I think from the standpoint it lived up to what, you know, how strong we think it was going to be walking in. It did live up to that. And, you know, we had some bright moments and some moments that we need to get better at, which I think is always going to be the case when you go to a really good team, and we can learn from our losses for sure.
Olivia, that is kind of a chance to be on a big stage early with so many ranked teams and good competition. Did that feel comfortable to the regional a little bit, to where obviously you went down and you're seeing Central Missouri and teams you know, but just kind of a postseason feel when you walk in to a tournament like that?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a different feeling than just like if you're going to go play like a normal conference game. But in all honesty, it was just really fun and just kind of eye-opening to different teams that we normally haven't seen if like we haven't made it that far in the region. So definitely it was just a good way to see all the competition this year.
Is it a matter of, I know it's kind of fun from a fan perspective to see teams going in early in the year, non-conference games, you're seeing just different teams, mascots, uniforms, but also styles of play. Do you kind of get that same thing with something like this of, we may not see much of this in the MIAA, but it could pay dividends down the road?
Sure, sure. We didn't have a lot of time to scout some of the teams and figure out where we're going. We tried to do our best, and usually they played around us. Like, for example, Western Washington had played in the same venue as us because there's two venues going on. So, you know, from the standpoint of being able to see Regis, who we played the last, we didn't have a chance to watch them in person, really, from that standpoint, because we weren't in the same venue the first day. So, you know, the dividend, it can pay dividends when it's a different style that they play. It's, you know, they might have a different style than we do in that area of the country that we may not see it, but the Northern Sun might do that. So I just think overall, just having a really good team top to bottom being across the net from you, I think, and they're going to find some of your weaknesses and expose them. I think early on in the season, we need to have that happen to us so we can learn and get better from that standpoint. So I think it's fun to take on a challenge like that, and some people don't think it's fun, but I think it's fun for our team to be exposed to that early on for sure.
I feel like I could be very wrong. For really good teams, it's hard to go in and get competition on the other side that can help you learn some early lessons, because sometimes if you roll through an easy non-con, you kind of get into the Central Missouris of the world. It's like, man, we didn't have that a week ago.
Right.
All of a sudden, you're kind of getting into it now, and you do have a chance to go against number 3, number 4, number 16. Regis, obviously, pretty good, too, and learn some of these lessons now that will pay as you kind of get into October and beyond.
Yeah, now we've got a quick turnaround, so we're going to learn today from the standpoint of getting ready for UCM tomorrow. So hopefully we can learn quickly. But there's a lot of lessons that our girls already know that they need to get better at. It's just going to be highlighting those today when we have our team meeting, because we took the day off yesterday, which was needed for us just from a standpoint of legs and bodies and rest needed getting off the bus. But from the standpoint of just getting ready and learning quick, you know, we've got quick learners, and I know that they're going to learn on the fly and very receptive and coachable. So we're going to get after it tomorrow when we play UCM.
Central Missouri, Olivia, that's kind of where the season came to a close last year against a really good Jennie's team on their home floor. Not that you've been looking ahead or doing anything outside of what you can control, but within reason that Coach Worth will let you say, is this one you've kind of been looking forward to, maybe circle on the calendar just a bit?
I mean, yeah. I think all of us are, though, coming into this as a different mind, not really as, like, a revenge moment. It's just more of, like, proving that we are that good of a team and that we can do it. Like, I don't think any of us are like, oh, this is a team that we lost to last year. We have to beat them. It's more like we're going to win because we want people to realize that we are, like, someone to be reckoned with in this conference.
Well, and one of the goals that you kind of look for, at least from our point of view, we kind of look at it like, all right, you want to win the conference. You want to go through and win a regional and just keep on going with that season going deeper. Regardless of what happened in those first eight matches, you're going in now, and it's like, all right, MIAA's here. You can get the chance to start building toward that next goal of let's try to win a conference title. Is that talked about much? Coaches, players, team meetings about wanting to go out there and win the MIAA and talk about putting your stamp on it, but that would really serve to put your stamp on Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, I mean, each year I think our goal is always to be conference champions, and that's always been our goal each year, and I think this year we're just really having that be our main focus and just thinking and taking it one step at a time.
You want to go match by match. It starts off tomorrow with Central Missouri on the road in Warrensburg. Then you're back home a couple days later against Missouri Western. Not overlooking the Jennies, Coach, but rivalry matchup, Missouri Western. Chance to kind of see them early on. What do you expect out of the Griffins here when this rivalry match rolls around?
They have a new coach. She is a Washburn alum, and so from a competitive standpoint, she's been player of the year in the conference. She knows the conference really well. took a coaching job at Western State out in Colorado, so has some head coaching experience underneath her belt. So she'll bring some competitiveness in with herself. What will it be competitive with the team? I'm not for sure. We haven't done a lot of scouting with that, but you'll see her be competitive for sure. Which could in turn make her team more competitive, but they've not had a bad preseason. So I think it'll be a good match regardless, you know, because it is a rivalry. You know, we've been on top of it lately, but we got to be ready to get after them, not knowing a lot about them yet, and just being ready for whatever they throw at us.
Northwest Missouri State volleyball 6-2 on the season. They'll be matching up with number 18 Central Missouri tomorrow. Then on Friday, I believe that is, it'll be Missouri Western here at home for the home opener for the Bearcats. We're talking with Olivia Durr and head coach Amy Worth. Olivia, you come to Northwest Missouri State from Wisconsin. What drew you to be a Bearcat?
Well, when I was driving here, I was like, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? Because I'm from a bigger city. And then when I got on campus, it was almost like I was struck and I was like, oh, this is actually something I could really see myself. Definitely the environment for athletics drew me here. You can definitely tell it's a sports oriented and everyone wants to see you succeed. And then also the academic side. I mean, it's always been that our coaches have told us that they care so much about our academics. So all that in total, then I was like, yes, this is a major yes for me. I'm going here.
What? Was Northwest always number one in the rankings? Were you kind of figuring in a few other schools there when you're making your decision?
Yeah, I think it was always number one. I mean, once I visited campus, then it really got on the top of my head that I was really wanting to go here.
And, Coach, you figure in Olivia, too, with all the talent that Northwest has. It feels like at the net it's just kind of overflowing with just different players that can step up and make big plays for you. That has to be a lot of fun to know that regardless of who you're cycling in and out, you've got some pretty big-time performers.
Sure. Olivia is just she's a worker. You know, she keeps her head down and works hard. And, you know, from the standpoint of what she's done on our practice floor, she just leads by example every day and loves hitting line, loves bringing that out. From the standpoint of a very good shot that allows her to score a lot of points, but she has more than that. You know, she's got a tool shot that's really good to be able to score. And she can hit, you know, just about every shot that's out there. So her toolbox is big, which is awesome to see from a volleyball player. So there's not just one way to score. But she really does it by leading by example and just works her tail off. And, you know, we're happy to have her in our L2. And she can bounce between the L2 and the L1, which are two different positions, left side positions on the court. And we get different looks and different, you know, places where we put her. And it's just fun to be able to have her showcase her talents to our team.
Are you recruiting her, looking at it, saying the toolbox, you know she can do a lot of different things, or are you kind of looking at it saying she just gets after it, we want her on our team?
Well, I remember her getting after it when it came to just what she did from a recruiting standpoint, and she was on a very talented club team as well, and she showcased herself well there too. And so from that standpoint, she's made her toolbox bigger as she's gotten older here and been able to learn some new skills along the way too. But I just noticed how hard she worked, and we are hard workers on our court, so it really drew me to her.
Went to high school at Union Grove, nearly 1,600 kills, school record. It's not bad. Are there pictures of Olivia Durr just kind of scattered throughout the school still?
I have a couple.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So has it always been volleyball? Is there any other sports mixed in there too?
No sports. I've always been volleyball. I've not been the best coordinated with other sports, which you wouldn't really think, but I have not been the best at other sports. I mean, obviously soccer when I was little, but that's it.
See, because I feel like some of the shots and getting up to the net and doing certain things, like no chance I could ever make that happen in my life. Like, that takes a certain skill, and you're like, I'm uncoordinated. I can't do that. What are you talking about? All right. Central Missouri coming up tomorrow. Enjoy the trip. Enjoy the trip kind of back home a little bit, expecting a big Worth section, or Phelps section, I should say.
Exactly.
Coming in, right?
Yep. My family will be there.
All right. Coach Worth and Olivia, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
That is Olivia Dura, sophomore for Northwest Missouri State Volleyball, and head coach Amy Worth joining us. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch this afternoon, as we do on Tuesdays. And time now to talk a little bit of cross-country, as we're joined by cross-country coach Wick Cunningham, along with a couple runners off of this year's team, Reese Smith and Caroline Cunningham. And Wick, first of all, pretty good showing in your first meet of the year last week, the Bearcat Open on the Northwest campus.
Yeah, it was a great start to the year. First time at the new course, seemed to go pretty well. Spectators tend to enjoy it. The student athletes enjoyed it, which was great. Team just competed well, and we got off to a great start.
Yeah, when you look at that start on the women's side, you had the top six times in that event, eight out of the top ten, with Caroline taking first place. The men, top three finishers, led by Reese here, so couldn't really ask for much better.
No, and I think the thing I was most excited about, you know, which led to those outcomes, were the way our team really worked together before, during, and after the race, how we responded to the situations within the race and really pulled each other along.
Hey, is that some of the things early on that you tried to focus on, especially in a meet where I think probably going in you guys were favored to do well, but to work on some of those aspects of things?
Yeah, these are the times where we can play with our tactics a little bit and really learn to get out there and just compete and take some risks. Because if we can learn to compete now, you know the times, results will come later in the season, and this is just that time we get to explore that.
And how about the new course? How was that?
It was great. You can stand in one spot, watch a lot of the race. People really love that. A little bit flatter than the old course. The athletes love that. No complaints about the course.
Yeah, I imagine if you're a spectator across country, you feel a little bit cheated by you don't get to see a whole lot of the race. Just you see the start, maybe the finish, and depending on how fast you are to kind of keep up with some of the athletes.
Yeah, yeah. The cross country is one of the only sports where spectating is also a workout. So, it really embraces the true nature of the sport.
Again, as we mentioned earlier, we have Caroline Cunningham and Reese Smith with us, and it's good to have both of you here for the show here today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And Caroline, just to talk a little bit about on the women's side, again, the top six finishers, eight out of the top ten taking first place. You, of course, winning that event. What were some of the goals you had going into this event?
So Bearcat Open is really early in our season, so the goal is just to go and, you know, remember what it feels like to race. Winning is more of a byproduct of working hard, so to walk away with a team win, it just proves how many miles and hard workouts we put in over the summer to be here today, and the girls really showed up nice, and they did a great job.
Being a senior in this program and having a lot of success prior to this year coming in, just talk a little bit about your role on the team and some things you want to bring out with them, maybe some of the younger girls.
So this is my fifth year, so I've been here a long time. I kind of just try to pass on traditions and remind those girls that it's consistency over the years, doesn't happen overnight. Our freshman team is way more talented than I ever was as a freshman, so it's exciting to see what they can do in the next few years. It was really fun at this meet to watch our juniors step into those leadership roles that they haven't filled yet. They've been kind of been the underdogs for the last couple years, and at Bearcat Open they really shined in their leadership abilities, and that was really cool to see.
And Reese, coming into this meet as well, what were some of the goals that you had?
I think it was good to get back out there and compete. Remember what it's like to hurt. It's been a few months, so that's always, you know, a tough thing to get back into, especially when you're doing it over 7K. Especially with our young team, you know, a lot of these guys race 5Ks in high school, so they're coming into this race and running their fastest 5K, and they still have 2,000 meters to go yet. So there's a bit of a learning curve for those guys, but it was just a good opportunity for our team to get out there and compete, you know, compete with one another. Like I said, we have a really young team, so first race we've all been together, so I think it was cool to experience that and have a good chunk of our team be newbies, so kind of show them the ways. But, yeah, it was really good. Really happy with how the team performed.
Now, you talked about it. Get out there and remember what it's like to hurt. Now, you go through a lot of off-season workouts and things. What's the difference between maybe even running that same length of time in a workout as opposed to when the clock's rolling and you're going up against some other competition?
Yeah, in a workout, you know, sometimes you're bailed out by the rest that's given to you, so you can kind of break it up and think, oh, I only got to run hard for another 90 seconds. But in a race, it's kind of like, oh, you got 15 more minutes of this, so you gotta flip that switch, I guess. Which and off-season workouts are typically not as intense. We're ramping things up now, but you know, it's just a totally different atmosphere. But it also makes it easier. You know, when you put the jersey on, it's really hard to give a half effort. So it's easy to go out there and compete with, you know, intensity.
Rick, just talk about the two that we have here on the show here with Reese and Caroline, and some of the expectations that you have as a coach with these two this year.
Yeah, so both of them being a fifth-year senior and a senior, we're looking for them to step up and be those leaders of the team. Not that they weren't already, but really starting to, for Caroline specifically, kind of pass the torch, make sure, you know, she's not going to be around next year, make sure these new leaders, those juniors stepping into these roles, are prepared and ready to take over. And for Reese, who we're going to be lucky enough to have for another year, mentoring those young freshmen, or like you said, it's, you know, they're running 5,000 meters, and then at their next race they're gonna have 3,000 meters to go. The race isn't over, you know. And if they can be that positive role model for the team, both on and off the course, you know, that's really what we're looking for.
Now, you've got, I think, quite a week or two between the time that you ran last weekend, the Bearcat Open, to the trip to Lincoln, Nebraska, for the Woody Greeno Jay Dirksen Invitational. obviously the key that you guys try to do for every meet is to make sure you're peaking going into that particular meet. How do you structure the workouts and everything to make sure that they might not be going in with as fresh a leg as they can possibly have into these events?
Yeah, so it's interesting. With an extra long season this year, with it being a festival year for fall sports, you know, we went to this first meet, and I asked them to run 5 and 7 kilometers at their race pace without having done any race pace work in practice. It was a big ask. You know, we're going to start touching on that stuff just a little bit. And it's really just making sure that we're all on the same page of it's like, hey, like, we're going to be running on tired legs. Maybe this next meet, we're going to peel back, you know, for those future meets. But we need to make sure we get in the quality work now, start to sprinkle in a little bit of that faster stuff. To make sure that we're on course, not necessarily to set our lifetime best in 2 weeks, but to compete where we can set a lifetime best, you know, later in the season.
Yeah, I imagine, too, even though you want to be as good as you can possibly be for this next meet, because there's a lot of great competition in this particular event, that the big meets are down the line, the MIAA, the regional, and hopefully on further than that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're looking at about 70 days of guaranteed meets, you know, hopefully a little more if we get onto the national meet. And between now and then, we just need to be solid every day. We need to be out there just making, you know, getting better slowly by slowly. We don't want to rush it for these next 2 weeks to get an ego boost or have that good Instagram post, you know. We want to make sure we kind of have that delayed gratification to a degree looking towards the end of the year.
And obviously the important to try to keep everybody healthy, too. You want to see a nagging injury come up early in the year that might just drag you down where you can't compete at the end.
Oh, absolutely, especially with a younger team. You know, they've never run at this intensity, and the duration of their season's never been this long. So it's a really delicate balance of making sure we get the adequate work stimulus in, but also making sure we can prolong their season and keep them enjoying running and healthy throughout that whole time.
Caroline, just talk a little bit again, coming in as a senior here, just talk a bit about being at Northwest, what this your experiences at Northwest have been, and what the future looks like for you.
Yeah, I've loved my time at Northwest. I'm so excited to have a fifth year to continue on here. I'm excited to see what our team does. Like I said, I've been here a long time. I've been through a number of different teams, a number of different girls. I've watched people graduate, and now it's my turn. And, yeah, I'm excited to be around and hopefully stick around to see what the team does when I'm gone. And I think they have a great chance to be a team that wins conference and a team that goes to nationals, you know, starting this year, but in the future years too.
And Reese, just talk about your experience at Northwest and what it's meant to you.
Yeah, it's been a great experience. Like Wick said, you know, I'll be back next year because I'm anticipating this first senior year to be so fun. I'm going to do another one. So,
but I know I went to school with a few that had a second or third senior year before they were able to graduate for other reasons. But
no, I'm super excited. You know, we have a lot of good things going on here. So just to get a, you know, compete more with this team. And, you know, on the men's side, our team's pretty young. So being able to see how we, you know, progress through this year and then the year to follow is super exciting for me. So I'm really looking forward to that.
All right. And Wick, it really looks like everything's off to a great start so far.
Yep, can't complain. We're just looking to keep the ball rolling and, you know, keep that excitement there.
All right. Well, everyone, it's great to have you with us here on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, talking cross country here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show with cross country coach Wick Cunningham, along with competitors Reese Smith and Caroline Cunningham. We'll be back. Wrap things up from Pizza Ranch right after this timeout.
KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up from this week's program. Don't forget, coming up on Saturday, it's Bearcat football once again. The Bearcats with their first road game of the season. They travel to Jefferson City. They'll face Lincoln. It will be a 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. So my thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast here at Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Coaches Show on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. For Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, and so long until next week.